Rockers in Recovery Media is dedicated to carrying the message of addiction recovery through music, news, events, and festivals taking place within and not limited to the clean and sober community. Rockers in Recovery Radio is based on opinion only and is not meant to treat or diagnose any health or mental health issue of any kind. If you feel you need help for any health-related issues, please contact a physician or mental health professional. The opinions expressed by our guests are not necessarily those of Rockers in Recovery.
Taste for the end of the show music, All or Nothing by the Low Cost Project. We'll talk more about that at the end of the show, but a great band. And we're here today at Waking Up Blessed on the radio and enjoying our morning. And morning meditation was cool and hanging out. And, you know, one of the things I read this morning that was pretty cool was evil people get rich for the moment, but the reward of the godly will last. And, you know, something you do the right thing and put the right thing in front of you each day, I find that it is a beautiful experience because life unfolds. It's not that you don't have, ups and downs and issues and problems. You know, they're always going to exist. The bottom line is, how am I dealing with them? Am I dealing with them for the moment, and how can I deal with them in a correct way, in the right way? And am I dealing with them in the moment and half measuring, or putting other things in front of the principles that I should be carrying each day? So that's my thought this morning. We look to some type of an understanding for how I can, or how we can walk through each day and have some peace. And I always go back to the serenity prayer, so we're going to use that. And it's, God, grant us the serenity to accept the things we cannot change, the courage to change the things we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And that wisdom, is there if I ask for it every day. And as I'm going through situations and I'm going through those, current problems in my life or issues or even good things, I seek God. And that's what I was told to do, seek God and everything. And so, very cool morning. I'm glad that I'm waking up blessed another day. And the good news is that we get to celebrate that together first thing here in the morning. I want to make sure that everybody's currently aware. If you are up in the Akron, Ohio area, and you were there March 17th on Saturday from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m., Jam Alker and Logan Bruce, along with Tim Ryan, will be at a venue called The Vortex. And it's right in Akron, Ohio. And check it out, the birthplace of recovery in the 12-step form. And Waking Up Blessed, I'm the host, John Hollis. The show is live Monday through Friday, 9 to 9:30 a.m. The goal is to start the day with inspiration and hope. And we use a thought for the day. We do some health and wellness interviews and guest stories of experience, strength, and hope. This morning we're going to have Teresa Mills on. She's got a great story, great inspiration of hope. This show is part of the Rockers in Recovery Radio Network, and you can go to rockersinrecovery.com and find that out. And the sponsors for the show is SoberMap, and it's SoberMap app. It's an app that you can download to your iPhone or your Android, and you can do it at the App Store or the Google Play Store. And really kind of cool, you can access 12-step meetings and also other information, recovery-based information, right there at SoberMap app, right on your phone. can tell you where to go to a meeting, or if you need to seek out other recovery information, you just click on the app and it's at your fingertip. Everybody is in the world today is all about high technology, of course, and this puts recovery at our fingertips. And there's a lot of other stuff that is going on, too, in the industry as far as apps are concerned and being able to track and help. And, you know, there's all kinds of things that we can do today that we, you know, can pass along to other people to help them with their walk. You know, for me, going to meetings and doing the footwork and doing the steps and all of that stuff is great. But if I'm dealing with other outside issues, I need to deal with them. So where do we get that information from? Well, this is one source here at Waking Up Blessed. And you also have the sources all over the place online. There's people like Tim Ryan that's giving out great information. There's other folks out there like Sam from Amethyst. And I mean, it's countless names that I could name. Lyle that was on yesterday, our treatment and recovery show at night at 6:30. Each night we do treatment and recovery radio. And so there's a bunch of guys out there that are and ladies that are doing some really, really great stuff. Tomorrow's show, by the way, we will have Stacy Hampton on. Stacy is a musician that is incredible. She's been rocking in recovery with Rockers in Recovery for about 3 years now. And she's come to a lot of our festivals, and she just gives back in a huge way. And we'll have her on tomorrow, and we're going to highlight some of her music and some of the things that she's done and is doing. And, of course, we had her dad on, Rick Hampton, the second show we ever did, I think. It was actually the third show. And that was just last week, so I should be able to remember that. But, of course, I'm brain dead. So I'm glad that we get to wake up in the morning and we get to be able to share a message. And, you know, when you start to look at the footwork of other people, that's what inspires me. You know, if it was just about me waking up and having to be in my own head, that'd be a scary place. And so when people like Rick come on, or Paul Wilson from Sobriety Unplugged, or Teresa this morning, I get to get a message of hope to start my day, almost like a mini meeting to plug into, so that way I can, you know, have some hope. And most importantly, understand that any day I'm above dirt, I'm waking up blessed. So if you are out there, I wanted to also talk to you about how you can contact us. Yesterday we got inundated with some emails. It was amazing. If you're looking for information about the show, or you just want to talk, or you're seeking help or anything like that, please feel free to go to rockersandrecovery.com and click on the contact page and send us some contact information in regards to your phone number, email, your name. And of course, you can put in what you're looking to talk to us about. There was one lady that actually I really liked. It was about a new thing that she's doing out of Detroit. And it's like if you're a musician in recovery and you need your traveling, they can send support out with you if you're only in recovery. And there's some other things that they're doing too. So kind of cool. We'll find out more about that. Also, another note which is kind of cool is Jack Kelly, who's a guy, he's a CAP, and he is almost 40 years in recovery. And he is going to be on our show at night, 6:30. We do that show. Of course, it's Recovery and Treatment. And on Monday nights, he's going to be doing and hosting his own show. If you are interested in hosting your own show on the Rockers and Recovery Network, please feel free to contact us again at the contact page at Rockers and Recovery. And, you know, it's a beautiful way to be able to spread your message, whatever that message is, and we look forward to hearing from people that might want to be a part of the network. So that being said, I am going to, of course, talk to you now about some things that I think are kind of, you know, really important. 174 people dying today, and you know, we had a friend of ours that passed away back just before Christmas, and you know, the fentanyl and heroin and opioid epidemic is just raging, and it took her, and we've had many other friends that have been taken. And I think that, you know, we're at a point where if you look at what the epidemic is about and you compare it to the Exxon or the Gulf crisis that we went through, and, you know, with the oil spill in the Gulf, and you check out the fact that our government sued and brought the oil company in front of them and made them pay, and you look at how they reacted to an oil spill and how they went in and they got the money from the oil company, why are they not doing the same thing with the pharmaceutical companies that are dealing with killing our youth? They started back in 1998 promoting that it was a safe drug called OxyContin. And here we are today. I'm still talking about it. I had my first show on this subject in 2009. If you go back into our archives, we've been talking, Rockers and Recovery Radio has been talking about this since 2009. And everybody said we were wrong, and everybody said that we were crazy. And here's the reality that now 174 people are dying each day. And the ones that put it out there are the pharmaceutical companies and how they did it. I'm not saying that there isn't a need for pain medicine. People are in pain. There are people out there that are in pain. But when you have doctors and pharmaceutical companies telling you, oh, this is safe, it's non-addictive, and you as the general public or me as the general public start to use that medication thinking it's safe, well, guess what? At the end of the day, you know, we know what that's all about. It's all about greed and money. And just saying. That's where I'm at today. I wanted to, of course, voice that opinion. And it's my opinion. So it's not necessarily the opinion of Rockers in Recovery, but it is definitely my opinion. And I think that there's a lot of different ways out there. I think that right now we're sitting in a pocket of muck that has been left to us. Here's our reality. You have insurance companies cutting back benefits. You have a bunch of people out there that are, you know, in my opinion, basically using active addicts to put money in their pockets, blood money. Now, of course, that's my opinion again, but I can tell you this, it happens every day. They're closing down treatment centers across this country because of those behaviors, but most importantly, because of new regulations that are going in some states. You got treatment centers that are leaving the states. They're going to other states that don't have regulations. So there's so many things that are going on here that you start looking at the whole process of this epidemic. It's all about money. I am in fear that really nothing is going to happen every day. We can sit and we can talk and we can shout and we can jump up and down, but unless they start to change the behaviors of the government and what the government's doing with the opioid epidemic and how we're dealing with the pharmaceutical companies and how we're dealing with, of course, the end result, treating the addict, and making funds available to treat them. Hey, listen, if, you know, and I have it. I have diabetes. And one of the things is if I didn't have the resources to be able to maintain my diabetes on a daily basis, then what would I do? Where would I go? Well, you know, the Diabetes Association would help. I could actually get disability. There were so many things that I could do because I'm a diabetic. But try to find those same resources for an addict that needs help. Not happening. Scary. It's a scary thing. So that being said, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. We're going to have Teresa come on here, and one of the things that we're going to talk about is waking up blessed and how we are blessed by waking up. And you know something, we get an opportunity if we don't use today to never have to experience the things that are going on. And we get to have a great message of hope, of course, from folks like Teresa. And we look forward to having you come back tomorrow and check out another story of hope. And Teresa, welcome to the show.
Hey, John. How are you this morning?
Well, I just got done my morning rant.
I heard. It sounded wonderful.
Well, I ask everybody that comes aboard and on the show in the morning, what does waking up blessed mean to you?
Just opening my eyes. You know, that's really what it means. I've been in recovery for almost 5 years. You know, by God's grace, a wonderful 12-step fellowship and amazing mentorship. You know, for me to even open my eyes today, regardless of what the outside circumstances look like, that's a blessing. That is a blessing, you know, because I had one of the women that I have the fortunate experience to sponsor come over to our house the other day, you know, and I heard you talking about my beautiful fiance, Stacey Hampton, you know, and we have a very nice home and love where we live. You know, but she saw our house and she said, you know, you guys are so blessed. And I thought to myself for, you know, a couple of days, do I consider that because I have a nice house, a decent car that gets me from point A to point B, you know, and money in my account, do I consider that blessed or am I just blessed to wake up every day? And that's what it boils down to for me, because somebody like me, that's just a blessing. That is just a blessing.
When you think about, you know, the trials and tribulations that we go through every day, what are some of the things that, I mean, because listen, life is up and down. And by the way, I seen that video from over the weekend with you guys with the list to the store.
Yeah.
I would, you know, me and Lori were over here just dying laughing. It was so, so funny. But, you know, listen, you have day to day things that are going on. It was amazing. One of the things that, you know, you think about is like Stacey going through what she's going through right now with the loss of a job and stuff like that. You know, life happens. What do you do each day, you know, waking up blessed, we get the opportunity to deal with those issues? How do you deal with those, you know, trying issues that are going on in your family?
It's very simple for us. We utilize the 12 steps. You know, Stacy and I got together in recovery, and we were taught that you can use the 12 steps in every area of your life. You live your life by the 12 steps, and you incorporate the 12 traditions in your home as a way of life, and everything works out. You know, I mean, it's when Stacy lost her job last week, it was heartbreaking, not because of the loss of the job, but because, you know, as you were talking, these treatment facilities that are just closing down. And we were a family, you know, we were a family. And that's what was more affecting for me. We have been in positions before where one of us hasn't had a job or where money's been tight, and God's never, ever failed to provide for us, ever.
Amazing, isn't it?
You know, it is. In fact, you know, the words that were used last night, because we were talking about this when we went into a facility for our service commitment, you know, God hasn't dropped us on our heads yet. What makes me think he's going to do it now, you know?
And having that faith. That's, you know,
do.
You got to have that faith. Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing, you know,
stuff.
It's faith is a verb for us. You know, it's an action. Because I can talk about my faith, I can talk about my beliefs all day long. It's what you see my feet doing, you know. And even though we are technically, well, she's not. I got to keep my job. That's the thing, you know, because I'm with a different section of the company. But you know, she even with not being on the payroll, and things changing and things to that nature, we have still reached out to them every single day. What can we do to help? Showing up, cleaning up the facilities, you know, emptying things out, helping in any way that we can, just because, you know, I mean, that just doesn't make sense, because 5-10 years ago, it would have been like, you know what, bye. You know, you just left me high and
you're
dry.
You're on your own.
I got nothing. I got to, yeah, exactly. And we're not, you know, we completely have experience with, you know, we sit close to God and do his work well, and he provides what we need, you know, and that's just, that's a way of life. And if somebody would have told me 5 years ago, that's what I'd be sitting here talking to you about on the phone, I would have said, you have got me confused with somebody else, because that is not me. And that is not ever going to be me. It's just, it's amazing what God can do when we're just willing.
As a lady in recovery and having children, when you first got into recovery, what was that experience like dealing with your kids?
When I got into recovery, I always say, you know, I had three kids. I have three kids, and they each took a different standpoint. You know, one of them couldn't stand me, didn't want to be anywhere near me. You know, in fact, she was in Colorado, and that was the oldest. And then the middle one, you know, she loved me, but she was very angry, you know, and she was the one that picked up my slack as a mom that I couldn't do when I was out drinking and using. And then my wonderful son, who thought if he just loved me enough that I would be okay, you know, and didn't quite understand. You know, he was 12 when I came into recovery, and it has been, there have been days where I have wanted to pull my hair out. There have been days where I have cried myself to sleep. And there are days where I just sit in awe because they want to be close to me. I get to show them a different life. I get to show them a life based off of spiritual principles, what honesty looks like, what courage looks like, what integrity looks like. You know, I've been able to teach them that they can do anything that they want regardless of what anybody says or does. You know, it's all right there at their fingertips, and life can be incredible, and you don't have to live in this box. And you know, my oldest, she is an active addict. I love her dearly. I love her dearly. And that's been something that has been an experience, you know. And the thing I can say is that I said I love her dearly, and I'm going to be the best woman in recovery that I can be, so she knows what that looks like, and she knows it's possible for her too, you know, and make sure that if my children ever need to know where the solution's at, they know where to go. It's been a long road, and not every day is easy, you know, and a great gift that was given to me in this life of recovery is seeking God as to what the mother looks like rather than trying to conform to what I've been taught and, you know, what I'm supposed to be and how it's supposed to look and what I should do and what I shouldn't do, you know, but seeking that creator to define what that role looks like and in each and every situation. Because it's not always the same. Everything changes. You know, and it's been an amazing gift. You know, I have my middle daughter, she's 19, and she just moved across the country to El Paso, Texas. You know, and she calls me like 3 or 4 times a day. I talk to her more now since she's moved than what I did when she lived with us. You know, and it's incredible to have those conversations with her and her to just be like, hey, mom, I just needed to see your face. Just wanted to hear your voice. That's amazing because she wanted nothing to do with me, nothing. And the damage that I caused with my children, it's incredible when I sit and I think about it, you know, because of where we are today and the relationships that we have. So it's been an experience, you know, and I'm just holding on for the ride because I know every day is going to change.
And also, you're being blessed with a union of marriage with you and Stacy, and that's going to be July 1st. How's your nerves?
Absolutely. You know, it's funny. Stacey asks me on a daily basis, honey, can we please just go to the courthouse? Can you please just be my wife now? I'm like, no, you know, I've had two other one of these, and I'm actually having a ceremony this time. But my nerves, there is none. There is none.
Very cool.
I cannot
Very
wait.
Cool.
I cannot wait to marry this woman. She is absolutely incredible, and the love and relationship that we share is, it's one of those things that I believed was, it was possible in, you know, the Disney cartoons and in the movies, but I never thought it was possible for me. You know, we're completely transparent with each other. As you can see by our videos, you know, we're transparent with everybody. We laugh a whole lot, and we live, you know, we live. We are talking about hiking the, oh, not talking, we are going to hike the Appalachian Trail in 2020.
Very cool.
You
Very
know,
cool.
And camping was my idea at the Holiday Inn. That was my idea of camping when I got into recovery, you know. So to be able to say I get to do this and I get to do this with my partner, I couldn't ask for anything more. There's no way.
Amazing and blessed story. I want to thank you, Teresa, for sharing on Waking Up Blessed and sharing your hope and your message. Not just, you know, your message, but your family message and your hopes and inspirations. Great message. I look forward to seeing you guys in July at the wonderful wedding ceremony. And also, I look forward to hearing more great stuff about what you guys are doing in the Panhandle and, you know, the surrounding states about helping people through music. Rick was talking about it. Stacy's been talking about it. I think it's going to be a huge thing. And I look forward to getting you guys back on as a couple and really have, you know, an experience one day of letting
We're gonna
people
talk about
unleashing,
lists?
unleash you guys on the community.
Well, thank you so much for asking me, John. You know, and yes, absolutely. We are building recoverymusic.org, and that's music with a Z, you know, to where people new in recovery have got a place to go and enjoy any kind of genre that we've got out there to us, you know. And thank you so much for asking me. I get to say now that I'm participating with Rockers in Recovery and not just Stacy. You know, I'm no longer a groupie, so thanks for that. I appreciate it.
You're the best.
All right,
cool.
Talk with
hey,
you
well,
soon,
listen,
John.
Tomorrow, tomorrow, of course, Stacy's going to be on. So we'll be able to talk a little bit more about what's going on with you guys. But most importantly, you know, we'll get to her message tomorrow, too. So this is a blessed week. We get Teresa and we get Stacy back-to-back days.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'll be listening in just like I do every morning. Thanks for doing this. It really helps a lot with my 45-minute drive to my job. So I appreciate it.
Yeah, very cool. I'm glad that you're listening, and please share it with your other folks. And, you know, we can have a mission here to be able to, you know, have everybody understand that it all starts with how we think in the morning and how we set out our day.
Absolutely. Absolutely, John. I agree with you. This is something that needs a lot of attention because, like you were talking about, we have got people dying left and right. Left and right. And there's times where it absolutely frustrates me, you know, to hear about somebody else overdosing. And you know, I hear it on a daily basis. And I'm so tired of addicts and alcoholics dying when they don't have to. They don't have
to. No, they don't.
The help is there. The answer is there. The solution is there, you know, and it breaks my heart. It breaks my heart.
It was, you know, I was sharing yesterday in regards to, you know, for me, I burnt every bridge. I didn't burn bridges. I blew them up. You know what I mean? So one of the things that there was nothing left there for me. I had taken advantage of every human being that, you know, I had come in contact with, being getting help for my addiction and or whatever it was. But I had finally gotten to the point where it was just me, God, and the streets. So seeking help, I had to just, for me, I had to go to a 12-step organization and listen, it is what it is. They tell me I'm either choosing in or I'm choosing out. If I'm choosing in, then there is some work I have to do. And, you know,
absolutely.
All I can tell you is this, that's what worked for me. Now, again, if you have nowhere else to go and you're out of gas and, you know, there's no pep in your step and there's nothing left, well, then the option, the only option is to, you know, check out a 12-step organization or check out Celebrate Recovery or Smart Recovery. There's so many other things out there. Yeah, we're going to have to go through some pain and some suffering, you know, maybe detoxing or whatever it is. But guess what? I put myself in those situations.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely. You know, there's 12
so
steps. There's over 212 fellowships out there. Find your home. You know, that's where the solution was for me and for millions and millions of others. You know, it's possible with just a little bit of work.
Get in where you fit in. So.
Absolutely.
Cool stuff. So listen, Teresa, thanks for being on. We look forward to hearing great stuff from you in the future and having you back on. We'll talk about some other stuff. But God bless you, and thank you for being on the show.
Well, thanks, John. Have a good one.
Yep. Bye-bye. All right, guys. Teresa Mills, great person, great attitude, beautiful message of hope this morning. And we want to thank everybody for tuning in. Of course, you're listening to Waking Up Blessed radio show. And I want to thank our sponsors for the show, which is Sober Map App. You can go to the App Store or the Google Play Store and just put in Sober Map and it'll come up. You can also go to SoberMap.com. If you would like to support the show with sponsorship, you can give us a call at 786-488-6984. You can also go to RockersInRecovery.com and click on the radio tab on the, the navigation buttons up top. Click on radio, and it'll show you the schedule for this show and the other shows that we do. And we also do a live feed on Facebook Live Saturdays and Sundays with Stacy Hampton and, of course, Logan Bruce on Sunday. And that starts at 9. But all that information's right there at rockersinrecovery.com. Click on the radio tab and everything's there. And, of course, we'll be adding Jack Kelly to that for Monday night. Thank you, guys. You have a blessed day. Hang tight, mad, glad, or sad. We don't get to pick up today. And thank you so much, God, for giving me another day of breath. All or Nothing from the Wilcoff Project. Matt Wilcoff and his wife are amazing people. And they put out some amazing music. And you can check them out. You can go to at the Wilcoff Project on Facebook. Lots of information there. Great music there. And they're playing all over the place, man. They got a great, great lineup in the band. But check out their page at the Wilcoff Project. Thanks, guys. Talk to you tomorrow morning.
Rockers in Recovery Radio is based on opinion only and is not meant to treat or diagnose any health or mental health issue of any kind. If you feel you need help for any health-related issues, please contact a physician or mental health professional. The opinions expressed by our guests are not necessarily those of Rockers in Recovery.